listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's read from 1 Samuel chapter 12, and together we can consider what great things he has done. Here we go, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. 1 Samuel chapter 12 contains a speech by the prophet Samuel to the people of Israel at King Saul's coronation. He reminded them of how many times Israel had forsaken God and how ungrateful they had been. God confirmed Samuel's words by sending thunder and rain in an unusual season for that. Samuel reminded the people of God of God's faithfulness and love, even though they had failed him many times. Samuel told them, "For the Lord will not forsake his people. It has pleased the Lord to make you his people." Samuel wanted Israel to know that God loved them. Despite the sin of their past, they could continue serving the Lord and still see his blessing, his favor towards Israel. It wasn't prompted by any good that they did, any good they were doing, or any good that they promised to do. It was because of his great name's sake that it pleased the Lord to do it. So Samuel said this, "Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." Samuel knew that the best thing he could do for Israel was to pray for them. His words would make no difference if the Lord did not work in their hearts. And the best way to promote the work of the Lord in their hearts was through prayer. Samuel's statement makes it plain. It is a sin for a leader of God's people to stop praying for them. And if it's a sin to stop praying, how much worse it must be to fail to start praying for them. Samuel continued on and he said, "I will teach you the good and the right way." So he taught them. And this is what he taught them. "Only fear the Lord, for consider what great things he has done for you." All of our service, all of our obedience, all of our love for God should be put in this context. We do it because of the great things he has done for us. We do not serve God to persuade him to do great things for us. No, he has done great things, and then he asks us to receive them by faith. Then we serve him because of the great things he has done for us. We can only keep perspective in our Christian life if we stay focused on what great things he has done for you. If we lose perspective, everything is distorted. Many people tend to magnify their problems and lose sight of what great things he has done for them. Don't ever forget those great things. Remember them today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.